Today is day six since the five Abuja protesters, Buhari Must Go t-shirt wearing protesters, were arrested at the Dunamis Church in Abuja. And the update is that they have not been released. They are still in DSS custody. To the best of my knowledge, a lot of effort has been made, especially by the church, you know, to prevail on the Nigerian Secret Police, the DSS, to release these protesters, and with no luck. I have been in touch with the presiding pastor of the Dunamis Church, and in fact, on many occasions, he has put me on the phone while he made several calls to the SSS, you know, urging and asking for their release. But we do not know why the SSS have suddenly criminalized protests. But under the President Muhammadu Buhari regime, protest has almost become a crime in the country.
But Deji, some Nigerians are saying that what these five gentlemen did by going into the church wearing Buhari Must Go t-shirt was a publicity stunt planned by critics of the president just to score cheap political points and tarnish the government as well as the church. How do you respond to that?
See, the government has no image that anyone can tarnish. This government has already destroyed its own credibility, and it has exhausted the credibility limit of its regime. And anyhow you look at it, you know, he who has no reputation cannot complain of defamation. For me, I do not see any credibility that this government has left that anyone we go through any stress to tarnish. You know, on the other side, on the other end, there's no law that prohibits anybody from wearing Buhari Must Go t-shirt, you know, to anywhere for that matter.
Deji, there appears to be confusion about the circumstances that led to the arrest of these five men. What really transpired from your perspective?
Yes, initially we were told, you know, and I saw this on social media in several news reports, that it was the church that arrested the five Buhari Must Go t-shirt protesters at the church and subsequently handed them over to the DSS. You know, but myself and Omoyeleshowore, my brother, we went to see the head of the church, which is Pastor Paul Leneche. And we spoke with him for over 2 hours, and he briefed us on what happened. That he did not have a hand in it, the church did not have a hand in it, that the Buhari Must Go protesters, they had come to church, they had finished church, they had even come out for altar call. He was happy, you know, and that they gave their lives to Christ and all that, and that they finished, that he was going on with the second and third service. He never knew what happened, you know, and it was after he had finished the second and third service, almost 3 hours later, that he was informed that the DSS had arrested the protesters at the entrance of the church, where they were broadcasting live and having a protest after service, you know. And basically, one thing that is clear from our meeting with him is that he swore that both him and the church had spoken against human rights violations in the country, had been on the side of the people who have criticized, you know, human rights violations. That wouldn't it be a paradox of some sort if the church that has constantly criticized human rights violations now engages in same? And if you see the statement from the church, it is clear. That being said, I believe that the DSS, you know, who have been in the habit of criminalizing the DSS, the police, even when we came out from the meeting, we're also harassed by the DSS and the police right in front of the church.
I understand a group has filed a petition in court against the DSS in support of the detained protesters. Does your group support the move with the legal challenge of their continued detention?
We support this legal action 100% because the DSS, they have no locus. Protest is not a crime. I personally, you know, do not see why a democratically elected government should criminalize protests. There's no known law that says that protest is criminalized in this country. There's also no law that prohibits people from wearing certain t-shirts in the country. So we support this group that is filing for the fundamental enforcement, you know, for the rights of those who have been unlawfully detained by the DSS. The DSS has no locus in this matter, and that's why we support those who have filed the action.